Good morning, St. Bruno.
Good morning.
It's not raining.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But with all the rain, I had a wonderful experience yesterday and Friday. I had an opportunity to drive to Santa Ynez and up in behind Santa Barbara. And I took the route because of traffic. I took the route through the hills. And they were glorious. There were poppies and yellow flowers and green hills and snow coming down into the green hills. And Lake Kachuma, which was kind of a little spit of water, was completely full, and the water was spilling over the dam. It was beautiful. I just thank God it's not raining, but I thank God for the rain as well. Amen? During Lent, we've heard three Gospels. The last 3 weeks, we heard about the woman at the well. Then we heard about the man born blind being healed. And today, we hear about Lazarus being raised from the dead. The woman at the well is a beautiful story, as we all heard, of this woman who came to the well and met Jesus there. And Jesus started sharing with her that about her life. And she came with that, in that story, in that time with him, Jesus, she came to believe in him and trust in him. Because when she started to believe in him, she ran back into town to tell everybody she knew that Jesus was here and that he told her everything about her life. To come, he may be the Messiah. She believed and trusted and ran back into town. The next week was the blind man. The blind man was healed by Jesus. He put mud on his eyes and told him to go wash. And he went to go wash, and his eyes were opened. And when his eyes were opened, the authorities, the priests and the scribes wanted to see him, and the priests did not believe that Jesus opened his eyes. No, couldn't be. Could not be. He was born blind. Call his parents. They'll tell us. And they confirmed that this man was born blind and Jesus healed him. And they tried to diminish it, this miracle, as our world still tries to diminish the miracles and diminish Christ, that he really wasn't anything. He's a myth. But Jesus went and found this man who was healed and went up to him. And he told him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" He says, "You have seen him. The one who is speaking to you is he." And he said, "I do believe, Lord," and worshiped him. Again, this is another story of believing in Christ and trusting in him and worshiping him. The woman believed and trusted. The blind man believed and trusted. And now we come to the story of Lazarus. And Jesus calls out to him, "Come out." And he comes out. But the story and the conversation between Mary and Jesus is powerful. Martha, being stung by death, her brother died. She called out to Jesus. He didn't show up until 4 days later. And we all have been stung by death. We've been stung by parents dying. We've been stung by people that we love dying during the pandemic and after the pandemic. We've all been stung. And Mary says something that we probably all feel. And Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. How many times we feel that? when we're experiencing death. And then she shows her belief and trust, and she says, "But even now, I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you." She trusts in him. And Jesus says, "Your brother will rise." "I know he will rise," she says, "on the resurrection on the last day. I got it. I know that." And Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who believes in me will never die." And he says, "Do you believe this?" And she says, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." That belief and trust. These stories, belief and trust. And that tells us we need to believe and we need to trust. Many of us are here because we believe. But how's our trust? Sometimes we are so wrapped up in our sorrow, in our hurt, in our resentments, in our frustrations in life, that we are wrapped up just like Lazarus, the dead man in the tomb. And we're sorrowful, and we don't know how to fix something, and we don't know how to work it. We just don't know. It's out of our control, but we want to control it. And we try to fix the problem. And prayer is the last resort. That's there when I can't fix it. That's where the trust comes in. We need to believe and we need to trust. We need to trust in Christ. We need to die to our desire to fix and trust that God, Christ, is going to fix it. We need to let go. But many times we have these things we don't want to let go of: our fear, our worry, our anxiety, our love for this person that we want to fix. And then we also have our resentment, our anger, our unforgiveness. And we need to die to that. We need to die to our pride, our anger, our superiority, our position. And then we need to die to our addictions, the things we go to when we can't fix something. The thing we go to make us feel better. Maybe it's shopping. Maybe it's a bad pornography site. The things that try to make us feel better. We need to die to those things. And we need to believe and trust. When we come up for Holy Communion, we believe, we're lining up. And we need to trust. Now, I've been a deacon about 8 years now, and before that I was an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, and I stand here and I give communion out. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. About half of the people say amen when I say the body of Christ. A half. Maybe people are saying it under their breath. Maybe they're saying it quietly in their mind. But we are saying the body of Christ. And we're to say what? Amen. Amen says so be it. Means I trust. Yes. I believe. But do I trust? We need to say that when we come up for communion. We need to be like Martha says, "I have come to believe that you are the Christ who has come into the world, and Christ is in front of us. And we can't say amen audibly. We can't tell Christ amen powerfully. We need to do that to show our belief and our trust in the body of Christ that we are going to receive. God is calling out to us. Christ is calling out to us on a daily basis. We need to listen to him. We need to step out of the tomb. We need to take the unwrappings off. We need to take it all off. We need to let it go. And let Christ call us, and we step towards him. Today we're stepping towards him in communion. We need to show him our belief and our trust. And when we go back to our pew, quiet our minds and let our minds hear him in belief and trust. And hear him calling out to you, calling you and telling you where he wants you to go. And no matter how far you feel away from God, he is calling you and wants to free you. Listen to his call. Believe and trust in him. Let's step out of our tombs and say amen to Christ.